Now we come to a section. It's chapter 22 and also 23 and also 24. And we find it goes on into chapter 25. It's the story of Balaam, the prophet. That comes across the page of Scripture now, one of those strange individuals that I wish that I could interpret for you, but I regret I cannot. I wish I knew more that I could tell you about this man, but he's one of those strange characters that comes across the page of Scripture, and there are many of them. These men march across the page, and they're from all walks of life. And the Holy Spirit, though, of the literally thousands that are recorded in the Word of God, customarily gives us a cameo sharp picture of them. Just a clear delineation of character in a few words. We've seen that. But there are some exceptions. And these few walk in the shadows, fuzzy and hazy. And darkness really hides their true natures. They're distorted. They're twisted individuals. And it's not always sure that, at least I'm not, that I make a correct estimation of them or evaluation. Let me mention some of them in the Old Testament. We have, for instance, Cain in the Old Testament. Not sure about Cain. Esau. Not sure about Esau. Balaam, the man we're going to look at now. Samson. What about Samson? And Saul. And Absalom is another one. And we'll see these men when we get to them. Now we have, in the New Testament, there was that rich young ruler that came to Christ. Did he ever come back to Christ? Many of us have hoped that he did, as some try to even think that he was Saul of Tarsus. I don't know. There's Judas. Well, I'm sure that most of us feel he's a lost individual, but he's a strange individual who followed our Lord for 3 years. No one detected that he was a phony except the Lord Jesus himself. And then there's Demas. Demas, who seemed to be so faithful, and yet he finally forsook the Apostle Paul. And what about Ananias and Sapphira? Well, now, Balaam is one of these enigmatic and mysterious characters. One writer said that he's one of the strangest characters of all Scripture. Now, is he a genuine prophet of God? I've read books where it says that he is. Or is he a religious racketeer? And I've read an equal number that say that he's that. Is Balaam sincerely seeking to serve God, or is he a fake, a phony, or is he as phony as a $3 bill? Well, I'll have to let you be the judge of it. We can dismiss him as unworthy of any consideration at all, but I'm very sorry to have to tell you that the Word of God attaches just a little importance to him, by the way. Micah says of him, O my people, remember now what Balak, king of Moab, consulted, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him from Chittim unto Gilgal, that ye may know the righteousness of the Lord. Micah says you better not forget him. So maybe we better not push this character aside. We better see something about him. Did you know that there's more said in Scripture about Balaam than there is about Mary, the mother of Jesus? And there's more said about Balaam than 10 of the apostles. The New Testament mentions him 3 times, and each time it's in connection with apostasy. There are 3 great apocalyptic messages. In 2 Peter, we have a reference to it, and we're told there about the way of Balaam, and we're told in Jude about the era of Balaam. And in Revelation, we're told about the doctrine of Balaam. And I want you to notice these 3 statements concerning this man as we look at what the Word of God says about him. What about Balaam? Well, he was a Midianite. He was brought from Aram, the mountains of the east. He was a prophet with a wide reputation. He got results. Was he genuine? Well, I'm not going to answer that right now. I'll probably have to wait until next time before we'll find out too much really about him. But what about him?